During the service, there's going to be opportunity to give thanks in various ways, and a lot of that's going to involve you. So it's going to be a very short service if nobody's experienced any goodness of God in the last year. But I suspect that that's not the case. I suspect that God has been at work. So we'll hear some testimonies as we go through this morning's service. Let's just open with a prayer and then hear a psalm. So, Lord Jesus, we look back over this last year and we're aware of some of the things that you've been involved in. We're aware of the goodness that you've shown us, the mercy that you've shown us. But there are so many things that we've just taken for granted and we're completely unaware of. Lord, we respectfully bow before you to say that you are higher than us, and that your ways are higher than our ways. That your ways are a mystery to us, but that your ways are better than our ways. And we ask that in this service, Lord, that you would bring out something of what you've done amongst us, in the hidden place, perhaps sometimes in the shadow place. You have led us through, and you've led us to this day. Lord, may your glory shine amongst us here and shine out of this place into the world in which we live. We ask it for your glory. Amen. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness and come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Well, one of the things that's gone missing over the Christmas period is the box of pens and the little sticky labels. So instead of that, I've got the church pens, which I've got to have back because we paid 83p each for these. So I can't just give them out willy-nilly. So perhaps you take a pen and take a sheet of paper. Now, this is to write down some things to give thanks for. And maybe the reason that we lost the little stickies was you've got a whole sheet of A4. Some of you will find that a little daunting, but Karen's already thought of the first side. You know, she's filled that up already. So just take a sheet of paper and a pen, and you'll be using it in a moment. Take a sheet and pass it on. Take a sheet and pass it on. Perhaps. Yes, please, that would be helpful. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Right. Whilst those are being distributed, perhaps, James, I could have the PowerPoint for Psalm 105, 100, verse 4 to 5. Now, Jacob, Amy, you've got your sheets up there. Now, the first one you've got is the word search all about Psalm 100, isn't it? Yeah, so you can cheat and look at the bottom for the answers, or you can try and do it without looking at the answers. See how you get on. Does everybody need another sheet? You filled that one up already. Okay. So Psalm 100 was the psalm that I read at the beginning of the service, a call to worship. Isn't it amazing that that psalm for thousands of years has been read, and for thousands of years people have been able to say that God's praise will go on from one generation to another. And we're the living proof of that here today, thousands of years later than the psalmist wrote that. God's praise going on for generation after generation. I just want to focus on two verses, verses 4 and 5, as a way of perhaps framing our thanksgiving. Because what it talks about is The Lord being good, his love enduring forever, his faithfulness continuing through all generations. So I've split that down into three questions. How has the Lord been good to you this year? It's quite easy, perhaps, to stand in a service and say, the Lord is good. Okay, get specific. How has he been good to you this year? Then the second question, how have you experienced his enduring love for you in difficult times this year? It isn't just in the things where we immediately recognize God's goodness to us, but sometimes when we go through the darkest and most difficult times in life, that we experience an enduring love, a love that isn't just for the good times, but is in the dark times as well. And then finally, have you seen the Lord's faithfulness continuing in all generations? You might be thinking of older people that have been an example to you, or perhaps younger people who've inspired you. Have you seen the Lord's faithfulness in all generations? And we're going to give opportunities to respond in different ways. Right now, we're just going to pray for the Lord to bring those things to mind. And then we'll give opportunity to bring back some of those things later. So let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we know that you have been good. And as I opened in prayer, Lord, we know there are some things we've experienced and have been aware of. Lord, we pray now that you bring to mind perhaps more of those things that as we reflect on, we see your goodness. Help us to look back over this year and to see your guiding and protecting hand. To see, Lord, how you have been with us through the difficult and dark times. And to see how you have spoken to us one generation to another. Come, Holy Spirit, take hold of this time and use it to encourage one another, to build up the body of Christ, for your glory to be seen amongst us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I often say, there will be the extroverts amongst you who have got no idea what you think until you say it out loud, like me. I think it on my feet. But others of you need just a little bit of quiet before you're asked to respond. So those of us who are extroverts will now have to churn up internally for a few moments whilst the introverts just get a moment of quiet to think about how the Lord's spoken to them in these ways. So this is what we call silence. going to continue in worship, and if you are so involved in just remembering what God's done for you and you're still writing, that's fine, but if maybe the song might help you to reconnect with the Spirit and hear what God's saying through that, then please join in worship. After this time of worship, we'll have some slides of what we've done as a church together through this year, and that again, if that's helpful to you, then use it to remind you to be thankful. If it's not helpful, carry on with what you're doing. So, opportunity, we're going to respond in a couple of different ways. Some people will have longer stories to tell, and please feel free to come and do that. But we're going to start with just one word. One word. I'll allow you hyphenated words if you're really good, but one word. And we're going to think about how God has been good to us. A couple of commentators have noted in Scripture how the whole of creation praises God, but only human beings can say, because. So the whole of creation says God is good, but we're able to say, because. So that's what I'm asking you now. In what way has God been good or shown his goodness? So try and sum up that little first bit that you put about how God's been good to you this year in a word. Now, of course, you can have multiple words, but only one at a time. Amy and Jacob, you have got in your little crossword up there some clues as to what sort of things you might want to be thankful for, just in case you weren't thankful. If anybody else wants the crossword, then you can ask Lynn. She'll give you a copy. So, how has God been good? Yeah, you're going to put a hyphen in that, yeah? Okay, faithfulness. No, nobody go with eschatological reconstruction or anything, will you? Because I can't spell. Can anybody think of shorter words? Is that right, Guy? I write it small so you can't see. Too late. Somebody said something over here. Oh, thank you, Barry. Okay, I've got more room. I can fit some more in there. Did you say encouragement? That's definitely more than one word. Conversations. Yeah, chat. Thanks, Mark. That would have been easier. Yeah. Chat. Have I done that right? I before E. Is that right? Yeah. Somebody say compassion. Which in Greek is... Spaghetti, Anthony always says. Spag bowl, yeah. Spagnitsumai, yeah. We did a whole series on that, didn't we? But we never quite remembered that. What's spagnitsumai? Okay, yeah. A Anybody like to scan that in a smartphone, it'll translate them for them. Yeah. That's the Burwellian Greek, yeah. Yeah. Any others? I could just draw that, couldn't I? Oh, that's good. We're getting some short ones now. That's good. Thank you. I got room for another one down here. Okay. There you go. Surprises. Well, that's hopefully got your thankfulness juices flowing.